Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinking bros. That is hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yes!
Woo! Free Willy! I'm alone. That's a horrible reference, Free Willy!
Well, this is a different show tonight.
I know it is.
Michael, so quiet.
We're lost without Ross Patterson.
Michael Jackson.
I need guidance, please. Yeah.
Welcome to the Drinking Bros podcast, where we get drunk and have a lot of
fun. Your number one source for drunken humor and debauchery.
Yes, indeed, there, Jared. It is. It's really weird with Ross.
It's so weird.
The only thing we're truly missing on this show, Rocco, is proper slots.
What do I do with my hands?
Yes, this is the very first episode without El Daddy-O himself.
Big Dick Daddy.
Big Dick Daddy. So.
Big Dick Daddy.
But we did bring someone else in today, didn't we?
Before we introduce him, we have some gracious sponsors that make this podcast capable.
It
keeps you guys coming to the garage. First and foremost, how awesome would it be if you could get meat delivered to your door every month?
Like, well, the mailman comes and delivers me meat. That's completely different subject.
Yes. A whole different kind.
Different kind of mail meat.
Yeah, that's
this
meat.
This is delicious meats.
It's
what?
From a company called Carnivore Club. CarnivoreClub.co, who you sign up as the proper man that you are if you are listening to this show. And you get delicious meats delivered to your doorstep.
He's got like the smooth announcer AM where it's like, welcome to AM.
I'm so relaxed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to buy meat once a month. Just constantly buying meat. That's all.
The people that haven't bought meat have now fallen in love with your voice and are going to go buy the meat.
There is a beautiful, beautiful coupon code.
Yes, it is.
Drinking Bros.
WNBC.
DRINKINBROS.
That gives you a lovely discount on your first order of proper meats.
Is it proper? Is it proper,
proper meats?
The healthy meat. The healthy meat.
They're healthy. They're delicious.
Yes.
There's things like...
They're not healthy.
Spicy salami.
They're fucking delicious.
They're manly.
Can you give us a little bit of a peek inside what next month might entail?
So this is Tim from Carnivore Club.
The creator of Carnivore Club. Yes. The resident of Carnivore Club. We have in the studio right now.
So.
The chief meat eater... Being down to visit the gents at Drinking Bros, and we're having some single malt scotch.
Yeah, mm.
It's quite tasty.
The chief meat eater, the CME.
The CME. Well, we'll get into the carnivore. Why do I say carnival club? I'm saying carnivore. It's fucking weird. Carnivore.
Yeah, do you have any insight on next month? What can we look forward to?
Next month, we have some proper Italian American charcuterie from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Damn.
Oh, man. I heard they make good meat there.
A little pancetta.
Nice.
A little proper artisan pepperoni for your pizza.
Fuck.
Dude, see, I'm a fan of deli meats. Like, Jared Make goes out and makes the whole fucking sandwiches. I just stuff it in my face directly from the package. That's my go-to.
I legit taste test every piece of meat that goes in your mouth.
No way.
He is the chief meat eater.
I'm kind of creeped out. I have a weird boner on right now.
I'm excited. I enjoy my meats with a lot of milk.
Well, I'm excited to get into the conversation later about
love to enjoy meats with milk?
Milk was a bad choice.
Well, before we derail this whole thing here, we have another sponsor, Tartarus Ammunition.
Yes, indeed. When I wish a motherfucker would.
Wish a motherfucker would. That's their new slogan. I'm pretty sure it's official.
I love it.
No, it's official.
Tartarus Ammo, they're a good ammo company. They sent me out a bunch of reloads, and Jared and I pewed a bunch of their ammo actually, what, 2 days ago?
We brought Brandon from the KLAQ radio show out shooting.
And we ran some mags.
Thoroughly enjoyed himself.
He had a good time.
Hell yeah.
And along with that, we have the greatest book of American literature ever written, which is At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. The only romance novel for days.
I mean,
how Ross Patterson says it.
If you categorize it, like the $100 bill is a pretty nice piece of literature, but... I mean, I think the book can take it.
Like if you go to a strip club and throw At Night She Cries at strippers, they're happy with it.
Yeah.
It's a $124 bill.
I will personally thank the first person that throws a copy of this book at a stripper.
We're not gonna cover the legal fees though.
If you read the book and you're a virgin, you are no longer a virgin anymore once you close the back.
It pops cherries.
Yeah,
it does.
Start rubbing yourself on fucking furniture corners like right
there. Every spot of the house.
Just everywhere. You just start rubbing up and down.
Stay home from school.
a rub spot.
Fuck the house.
We've got another sponsor tonight that's not whiskey. What is it?
It's our good friends over at Black Rifle Coffee Company are actually just hooking up the Drinking Bros. So it's 20% off of your first coffee club membership, which will be Drinking Bros or Drinking Bros because they figured that we're probably all drunk.
Good
it's a subscription-based coffee club, and you get fucking premium coffee to your damn doorstep every day.
Oh, yeah. Drunken ordering, though. Speaking of which, what's the weirdest thing you've ever ordered while you were hammered?
Dude, Amazon is the worst. One click buy, dude. It fucks me up.
Yeah. I bought a ninth edition script to the movie Radio Flyer.
Dude, I love that movie,
bro. Yeah, and I bought the script.
They're legit script?
I bought the actual script.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was drunk as shit.
I love that movie.
Before we had written our own script, I thought it would be cool to collect scripts, and then I realized once we'd written our own, that's not really that cool.
Dude, I have everything of Range 15 from Volume 1 to the current published script.
I have several scripts randomly throughout the house now.
You know, it'd be interesting to have like read the script again and see what didn't make it in the movie.
Oh, I know. We know a lot that didn't make it. Yeah. Funny shit.
Dude, all that
it.
Butt stuff you were supposed to do.
Oh, I'm glad it didn't do it.
How many scripts did you guys write?
Oh man,
from the original script, which was 120 something pages, to the second rewrite, which was 90, and then from there it got rewritten probably about another 20 something.
Yeah, it was in the 20s plus. Yeah.
Before we ended on the one, I've got all my sides that are covered in blood. I figured we could auction those off.
Fake blood, right? I would hope.
Yes. Well, I mean,
you weren't masturbating, getting paper cuts, were you?
I bleed a lot out of my urethra when I'm acting.
Oh my God.
When you're acting, is that like a nervous thing?
I think it's like a tick, nervous tick.
Anxiety.
But it's like a solid flow of blood.
You just get your signature with your urethra blood, and that's worth $1,000.
Yeah. It's a couple quarts.
Is that the costume designer or the intern, like, hey, this is real weird.
Unexpected.
My dick bleeds, and this is a big scene for me, so I'm going to need some napkins.
It's going to be a lot of hemorrhaging.
Yeah, I shoved a pencil in there. There's a pencil that helps. Oh. So the eraser side, you put that in.
I feel like this show's just going to go off the wall. We don't have Ross to reel us in.
Yeah, jeez.
The one show I come on, and I don't get to talk to the big Ross guy.
Yeah. We'll just have to call him later on FaceTime
so we
can hang out with him.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. So we heard that you guys over at Carnivore Club, why the fuck can I say that? They're just going to make a meme of it.
Our next company is going to be called The Carnivore Club.
It's just like little people in their hands smell like cabbage.
A carny of the month that comes to like jerk you off.
Nice. I like that.
Rocco would so order that. Rocco would order that.
I'd like it to be a job, but one of the guys that
I feel like Rocco's going to be our face man.
Jared would keep the subscription until Peter Dinklage showed up to jack him off.
I would wait. I would just wait.
Like 9 years. Just like, I need Peter
eventually,
Dinklage.
I mean, if you're getting 12 minutes a year, eventually you're going to run out of midgets and Peter Dinklage has to sign up.
So you guys listen to podcasts over there at the office?
Love podcasts. Honestly, we busted up laughing listening to your podcast out loud every time you guys do your podcast. We're like hooked. It's
That's
awesome.
Good, man.
It's
appreciate
awesome.
It. Appreciate
we appreciate
it.
The support, and it's fucking man. Awesome to have you. And you're a fine Scotch guy. I like that.
Yeah, you know what? I got a bit of a taste for the single malt Scotch from my last visit to Scotland last year. It took me about 20 drinks to like actually get
enjoy
the taste for Scotch, but once you get it, you're hooked.
Why don't you tell the viewers what you are drinking over there, because that's some good shit.
I picked up some Craigenmore 12-year-old Scotch, some Speyside single malt, and I haven't had it before, but I'm pleasantly surprised. Very smooth, a little peaty, but...
It's a good finish. I like it.
When you say peaty, can you explain it to me again? Because that's
tiny.
Like, think of, burnt barrels almost, so it's that really dark flavor. So we get like Johnny Walker is super peaty.
A little smoky.
Yeah, smoky. There you go.
Yeah, it's got the pot.
That one you drink all the time. What's the one you drink all the time that comes in a green bottle?
Glenlivet's?
That one tastes like that, right?
That's Glenlivet is green bottle, but Glenfiddich is my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
That's usually the white label one.
Yeah.
Glenlivet's kind of like the Labatt Blue of or Budweiser of single malt.
I don't think so, man.
They're the most widely mass marketed.
That's
Scotch.
True. I misspoke. Macallan is probably my go-to. Like, if you go Macallan 21, I think that's probably the best liquor out there on the market.
Yeah.
Even 25 doesn't do it justice. But Jared's like, what? I drink vodka of a France press.
Yeah, I'm drinking vodka. Not out of a France press, and I'm trying to be classy for a guest. Hey,
Rocco's,
what's so funny?
Are you drinking water today, Rocco?
I'm drinking water today, man.
Rocco's on the water kick.
I had a little bit of a medical scare, so I'm going to just tone it down for a little while.
Rocco's shredding.
Yeah, I tried. I put a good one on myself for a couple days, so I got to tone it down for a little bit.
Did you think that Jared was going to be fatter in real life?
I gotta say that Jared is like legit, like one of the coolest dudes I met first impression. And you guys joke around about him being like fat sometimes, but like he's like just like a normal dude with a fucking awesome bro.
Did you assume that he was gonna be fat?
I was expecting like fucking sweatpants and like fucking socks over his cankles, but you know, it's kind of like, you know, you undersell and you overdeliver, right?
Should be like, wait, no, you're Jared? No, wait. Okay, I got it.
I got some pumps on. That'd be sweet. Sweatpants and pumps.
You should start wearing pumps, dude.
Oh, God, no. I couldn't.
You start wearing Velcro shoes, bro. Velcro.
I tried to get Heelys.
Those are so hard to use, dude.
They're hard to find, bro, in size 13.
You do have big feet for a little dude, man.
You know that your Take Your Pants Off rap video? We should all get the ones where you step and it flashes lights, dude. We should totally do that.
That's good. Well, I think... So to kick this off, I mean, it's very interesting hearing the history behind Tim and how, I mean, obviously you hear he has a little bit of an accent. He's from South Africa. I got that right, right? Right?
I'm from the North Pole.
Okay. North Pole.
How close are you with Santa Claus?
I mean, I do live in an igloo and I do wrestle polar bears, but other than that, no relation.
Wait, are you really from the North Pole?
he got you this time.
Rocco really wants to know if you could give a message to Santa.
Wait a minute. I've been still waiting for the same fucking goddamn Transformer for years.
Legit, I got a 350cc sled.
I feel like that's legit, though. You probably actually have really that. Have
I wasn't sure if I should laugh at that or not. I'm like, okay, cool.
Nerd. No, I'm serious.
Whatever.
Make the sponsors happy, Rocco.
Good shit. So where are you from?
I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Nice.
And I do say A a lot.
Yep. I've heard that a few times already.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, you've said it several times today already.
That.
Oh, I don't care.
But
doesn't mean you're not welcome here.
Yo, fuck you, bitch.
Not like a nervous tick where you just jump on a dick every few minutes.
What? Rocco.
Rocco.
That's Rocco.
We got to start doing the commercials for That's Jared.
Yeah, That's Jared. So funny. It reminds me like that Mikey. I'm... Like, Mikey will eat it. You know what I mean?
No, you know, you come home, you open the door, I'm in your bed.
That's Jared.
No. But hearing other entrepreneurs' stories is always fascinating to me because, again, like, You share the same troubles in the rising phases.
I gotta say, honestly, guys, we started advertising with you guys, and I thought you guys were four just awesome buddies, just having this like amazing podcast on the side. I didn't realize what established and awesome entrepreneurs you guys were as well. Really, like 2 weeks ago, and I've been like watching, your Black Rifle Coffee Company and some of the other companies you guys own, and you guys are like legit, like awesome entrepreneurs, and it's really cool to meet you guys in person. So.
Appreciate it, brother.
Props for real.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We have our fun. Thank you.
Now we need to hear your story. How did it all start?
I mean, I thought that, you know, mystery meat in a box would be like a cool business plan. So.
Super fucking cool.
That's easy.
I was like, hey, guys, I got an idea. I understand like a mystery meat, a mystery box of meat in the mail, and people are going to like love it. And then,
well, that's what I tell my chick. I'm like, bring all your girlfriends over, turn the lights off, and we'll play mystery meat. Whose mouth am I in? Yeah. She wasn't a fan of that.
There are very few companies out there that truly analyze who their demographic is that they're going to sell to, and then really try and target that demographic. And your guys' breakout commercial with the fuck up insurance is you couldn't be more spot on, because again, realizing the person that is going to get on your website and sign up for what your company offers, he's going to watch the fuck up insurance, love it, and then turn around and buy your product because
be a lifelonger, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're constantly trying to find that like fine line between, being really funny and just having fun with our marketing, which I personally enjoy, and not offending like the old ladies and like being kind of like that foodie company as well. But if you guys listening haven't heard of it, seen it yet, go to fuckupinsurance.com. It's like a legit website, like fuckupinsurance.com.
Like you actually spelled the cuss word fuck.
Fuck
we,
up insurance.
We literally like created a video. It's kind of like, you guys see the movie Old School? The commercial's around like the opening scene of Old School. Yeah. The guy comes
Are you
and
here
watch.
For the gangbang?
Yeah, you're here for the gangbang. Yeah. It's like that commercial. And the whole idea is around, you know, you give a box at Carnival Club, and you can basically get away with anything. It's like you're basically like your fuck up insurance. You're preemptively giving a box of meat to like
a dude
getting the fucking game bang with your like.
That's like a dude when he fucks up and he brings home flowers.
Yeah,
right.
It's the same
right.
thing. It's but now it's a
fuck up
club.
Insurance for
it's
me.
Fucking funny as shit, dude. When we saw that, we were like, oh, they're perfect for us.
We're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, we're like, oh, this is perfect.
It was great.
But honestly, for Karma Club, the real inspiration was, you know, I started and sold my first company. And, you know, the summer that I was finishing up my earnout there, Dollar Shave Club blew up. You know, I really like that subscription space. And, you know, wine clubs are just, you know, so many wine clubs. People like love like the variety of like wine to your door. And, you know, people don't realize that, you know, you get a Merlot, like 20 different, like 100 different wineries with the same, you know, Shiraz or Merlot, but each tastes differently. It's the same thing with, you know, Chorizo or Prosciutto, where, you know, each guy has his own like recipe and ego. And it's like, you know, Karma Club is really meant to like discover these like, you know, these like really like young entrepreneur, like craftsmen that are making like just like awesome shit. Like last month in Canada, we had water buffalo and cranberry salami. Like,
holy shit.
When's the fucking last time you had water
buffalo? So is that right? You go to other entrepreneurs and say, like, if they have a business in like Delhi and stuff, you're like, hey guys, this is what we do. Would you like to supply our company? We'll put it out in this packaging kind of thing.
Yeah. Like we're like literally going grassroots trying to find like these like whole, like small regional producers of like charcuterie. Right. And you know, like
what's
charcuterie? Charcuterie, like cured meats.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that's like, a general
it's
statement.
It's the French word for fancy fucking meat.
Okay,
that's awesome.
So potato dick rocco charcuterie.
Yeah. That could be a whole commercial right there.
That should be a rap. That's a rapper's name right there, bro. Charcuterie. That'd be my rapper's name. Charcuterie, bro.
Yo, charcuterie. What's that mean, fine meat, bitch?
Cold cured meat, bitch.
Got some fine ass meat here, bitch. Got that charcuterie.
I'm gonna park that charcuterie up in you.
Would you like to taste my charcuterie?
It's kind of gross if a girl did it. That just like it reminds me of like Albertson's deli meat. Not really a fan.
Some gross beef. Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle. You
would
know,
you like
girl
my
going...
moose knuckle?
Of course he goes to moose.
Moose, 3-day-old Arby's deli sandwich. Bro. You know,
I'm pulling apart.
Extra mayonnaise.
I'm pulling apart a
where it's
cold
a little yellow,
cheese.
A little yellow on the outside.
You guys really want to play this game?
No, that's not
yeah,
very much.
Because I'm gonna get warmed right up.
There's a reason the national animal in Canada is the beaver.
I like that you said that. Yeah. Well, we have the bald eagle, and I'm pretty sure it could kill a beaver.
Yeah. Imagine packing a bunch of shucked mussels into a cup.
What? Where is he going for?
What are you talking about?
What?
Just shucked mussels.
He's getting teary-eyed. I love when he starts doing that.
So JT is making the noise with his mouth of what it sounds like to shove...
Mussels into a cup.
Shucked mussels into a cup.
Do you shuck mussels? Is that the same thing as
corn? Yeah, you fucking shuck them out.
Shuck oysters.
Shuck
mussels,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Shuck a mussel.
Shuck and chuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like oysters. Jesus,
man. I want to bet you someday to see how far I could fit a gooey duck inside you.
What the
What's a gooey duck?
What is a gooey
duck? You don't know what a gooey duck is? Like, you guys just chatted up over there. I'm going to show Rocco a picture. It's going to make him scream.
Dude, speaking about gross food, when we were out, Mel was with us, and Evan Hafer from Black Rifle was with us as well, and Rocky Mountain Oysters. I don't know if anybody knows, but they're fucking, what is it, bull or buffalo? Testicles?
Bull right testicles, there. I believe.
Bull testicles.
Are there? Yeah. It's yes. Oh my, that's disgusting. What is that?
That's a gooey duck. It's in Washington State.
Oh, what is it? It looks like a giant.
It's a clam.
Like, but it has a big tongue?
Yeah, it's got, well, I mean, yeah, if you want to call that a tongue.
It's like a fucking clam steak.
Yeah.
So Rocky Mountain oysters are essentially balls. And if you order them at some restaurants, they're really small. They're whatever. You can eat them. They're not that bad.
Like a meatball? Honestly.
Yeah, but a lot of small. It's probably a quarter of the size of a meatball.
Really?
Yeah, a little small one. So I ordered them. I was like, oh, man, I'll eat one just to get Melissa to eat a ball, and I'll tell her after the fact. They bring them out in this fucking platter, and they're literally, like you said, the size of a meatball. And Evan and I look at each other like, oh, fuck. And we're like, oh, it's like a meatball, Melissa. She's like, okay, I'll try it. When we cut in, like, ball juice just goes out the sides. It was fucking a fried fucking ball sack. It shot everywhere. I put that thing in my fucking mouth, and I was like... Oh my god! And then Mel ended up.
Did it taste okay?
No, it was just. It literally tastes like eating a wet fucking. Oh yeah, you were there.
I couldn't taste it. I just couldn't do it.
And what Mel did she try?
She was like, grossed out, and then she swallowed it. Was like, that's disgusting. Like it was a testicle.
She was like, oh, this tastes delicious. I love this taste.
I want
more of these in my mouth.
She did punch Evan and not me though, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
I didn't know that. I always picture them to be like a meatball.
No,
the funny thing is if you like actually got a fancy for them and you started to order them fucking because you got addicted to cowballs. Oh,
that would be embarrassing.
Well, that's the waitress. We're like, we'll get the Rocky Mountain oysters. She's like, you know what they are, right? And I was like, mm-hmm, shut the fuck up.
Could you imagine if I just had them in a Ziploc bag at all times in my fridge?
Ate them
like cold. Just in the morning, I'm dipping them in mustard. Just
Like trail mix, you just walk around.
I don't seem to wake up right unless I have some balls in the morning.
Eating them in the shower. The steam heats them up.
Rocco's gym food.
Can we pull an elaborate prank where that's what you do? We invite guests over, and the whole time you're just like, you're almost like an alcoholic, but for bull testicles.
Oh, God. Bull that would be hilarious. I keep them in a garbage bag in the fridge.
Yeah.
You like the Drinking Bros Fear Factor.
Oh, God.
Dude, that's the one show like that I loved watching, but I knew I would never win because of the eating shit, dude.
Fuck that, dude.
I can't eat fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but it was like the first time they did it, it was like, oh, man, that's shocking. But then they just got ridiculous. You're going to eat 200 millipedes. Like, that's just disgusting.
Yeah.
That was the thing, though. People would do it, man. Like, dude, I can't do that shit, bro. You can't tell me to eat a fucking cow dick. Like, it just sounds gross.
The eating part would get me because it's like, that's I could sit in a glass box with spiders and snakes. Right. They're obviously not venomous. I ain't fucking
worried
about it.
It'll scare me a little,
like,
but that's it.
You're
fine.
But then it's like eating a fucking... Yeah. They ate cow dicks on one of the episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They ate cow dicks.
Come
dude,
on, Rocco,
on several.
Just a tip, right? Then, you know,
dude,
once it hits your lips, right?
You know what gets me is texture of food. Like, hearing them bite into certain these things, and you're like, oh, that's it.
It pops the juice out, dude. You're just like, oh, dude, man.
Like the eyeball stuff they had, like, nah, bro. And the balut,
eyes. I've eaten a fish eye before. It's fucking not good. It pops and it like rolls.
I can't do that.
It's not good.
Oh, man. Mm. Well, so Range 15 tickets went on sale today.
Oh,
this is true.
This is our big day, I guess. I mean, it's our big day 2 months before the big day.
It's been a little stressful.
Yeah, if you guys, Range 15 is the full feature that we've been working on almost the last 2 years. Yep. And we just released what is called a Tug campaign, TUGG.com.
It's not gay.
It's not gay. I mean, we'll tug you to get you this show, and it'll be super cool. No, but essentially, tickets went on pre-sale today for a June 15th screening. And Jared can get into it a little bit more. But you can go purchase tickets. And if tickets aren't available in a screening that you wanted to do, what's up?
Nothing.
No, you just looked at me like you wanted to fuck. I was like, because I said tug, and then you just looked at me.
I mean, that's what, like, sorry, my mouth touched the microphone. I got a weird feeling.
I've got a feeling.
I've got it. Tug is kind of cool. It's a new kind of concept with the whole theatrical release thing. And if you're not real big into the movie industry and stuff like that, even Spielberg had given a speech at one of the film schools, I want to say last year or something. He was talking about how it was difficult for him to get Lincoln released in theaters.
That's great.
When you're Steven Spielberg,
yeah,
you can't get a movie in fucking theaters. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, no. So, I mean, Tug is offering a whole new service where it's like it's theater on demand. So if people want to watch the movie and people buy tickets to the movie, then they put it in more theaters.
Which makes it, because there's so many people that reached out and was like, hey, man, they're not showing it in this city or that city. I'm like, dude, go sign up for it then. Host it. You can actually promote and host the movie there if you have enough people wanting to buy tickets. So it can actually essentially be anywhere we want it to be, anywhere they want it to be.
Well, that's what I was talking to one of the units. They're thinking about doing it, just getting their platoon or company together, getting fucking 40 dudes, and then just buying out a theater and getting wasted and going.
I think that's the coolest fucking idea.
Cody's
squadron, his commander gave them the day to go do that.
To go do that, exactly. Shit. So Cody actually signed up to promote one, and is actually getting him and his whole squadron of Buffy, that's what it's called, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're gonna buy it out and party it up.
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, bro.
It will be the most insane thing you've ever watched. I can probably guarantee that.
Gosh, I'm so excited for it to finally be on its way here.
It's a sad day. Was it Prince died today, didn't he?
No. That was yesterday. Yeah. That was yesterday. And China died the day before.
China died for real?
She did, dude. She did. I don't know why. They actually haven't said anything.
She was like a mega hot.
Yeah, well,
for being.
Wait, China.
Like,
well, she
tall.
Was mega
wait,
monster.
China, right?
China, yeah.
She is
the
female wrestler.
She's the WWF
right?
wrestler. Yeah, female wrestler. She was one of the first female wrestlers that really kind of made a name for herself. She wasn't a sidekick. She started out kind of as a sidekick, turned into like a wrestler. But if you remember seeing her, she was massive. She was
a
bodybuilder
girl,
style.
Yeah.
Just huge, and then she ended
so,
up.
So
doing,
she was more important than
she
Prince.
She was doing a lot of.
She wasn't more important than Prince, but it had more of an effect on me.
Ross came out, and it was like the biggest moment of his life. He's like, Prince is his idol, and then you're like, dude, but fucking China died
yesterday. I know. I didn't mean to. Like,
do they know why China died?
No, I don't think they do. They're probably
she's not that
steroids.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's gonna be drugs. Well, she was on several of those MTV shows and rehab and everything. So I'm assuming it's gonna be
Prince's
drug
death wasn't announced either.
No,
yet, was
that
it?
Wasn't either.
He had health problems. Though. Like 2 weeks ago, he had to cancel concerts because he had a health scare. So who knows what it is? But
yeah. So Interesting. Yeah, well, I didn't mean to text Ross and, like, kind of overshadow it by China's
I'm just
death.
Giving you a hard time, dude. I know. Like, season, dude.
The wrestling thing for me, I was like, oh, damn, China died, too, just yesterday. He was like, really, motherfucker? Really? On the day the fucking prince died? I'm like, well, I'm just saying. China died. My bad.
I'm just making another statement.
That was a big deal.
It's a factual statement.
And then there was, like, a hoax that Stan Lee died. Dude, I was like,
there's always
what the
every time
fuck,
someone
dude?
Dies, they like, clickbaiters will throw something
out. But I look forward to, like, seeing Stan Lee on all these Marvel movies that they put. He's in every single one.
Oh,
he
I know,
plays
I
a
know.
Small role in each one. So it's I'm like excited to see. I've been pointing it out to my sons. Like, look, there he is. There's Stan Lee. So, like, when I thought the hoax was real, because the nerds, the Drinker Bros nerds, posted it, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you would think they would vent.
No, right away, they were like, hoax. Like, someone was fucking trolling on the page.
So, Charlotte has taken a huge Iron Man kick.
Is she?
And then I was searching to see who had the best homemade Iron Man suit on the internet.
I can't find any good ones.
Dude, did you not
for
just
like
see
your, for
there was
kid
a,
size?
There was a guy just
no,
did it.
Just like,
a guy like, just did it, actually. You got to go online. He just recently, they posted it. This guy built one where no shit, I don't know what he's doing, but the face will open up, then the hands will kind of turn on. Like he was.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do that, but really when you look at him, there's a lot of corners cut. Nobody's got a nice CNC machine going, oh, I'm going to make the best one. No one's done that yet.
Yeah.
Like the one guy that I saw, they had AutoCAD-ed it out and built it out of cardstock and paper and then covered it.
Well, you're trying to impress your daughter, though, right?
So, I mean, No. I just wanted to see if somebody has built a really cool Iron Man suit.
He just wanted an Iron Man suit.
I just want to show her.
Oh, listen, did you dress up for your daughter? No, I'm just doing push-ups over here. What the fuck?
Actually, like when I re-enlisted the first time, it was a $90,000 bonus. I looked into buying the Batman, the Batman mobile, the sweet one,
the
what
old
they call-
one.
No,
oh.
The new one. From,
oh no shit!
From Dark Knight.
Yeah.
This guy made replicas out of Michigan for $75,000.
Holy crap.
Yeah, they were cool looking.
That is cool.
We need one.
Can we just get on the fact that you said a re-enlistment bonus was $90,000?
I can't get over that myself. I was like,
I got two. I did it twice.
Jeez.
What the fuck?
Dude, you know what I got for enlisting in the Army with an option 40 contract? $3,000. And then when I was planning on re-enlisting, they were going to give me $4,000 for 5 years.
Oh, no, oh, wow. Dude. So I was on the market where when I got in, it was $20,000 because I had all the college. And then at the same time, when I was going to re-enlist, it was at that 45,000 lump sum. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I never did it. They're telling me, like, you want it? I'm like, it's 45,000 hard to turn down, dude. Like, that's a big fucking.
Well, they
that's on top of your salary, right? Like,
yes.
45K. And
that's
then
a
you're,
bonus.
That's a bonus to re-enlist.
So for Tim, for something for you, like, the retention in the Army was so bad, especially in regiment, because in Range Regiment, which is a special operations unit in the U.S. military, like, a lot of the reenlistment, they were getting like basic contract levels. So it's like, again, when I was going to get out, it was $4,000, which was like insane, like for the type of unit that you're supposed to be in. So like
for the amount of money they paid just to get him trained or get us trained.
So
is like,
that's basically to offset the cost of them training somebody else.
Yes, and replacing them.
Right.
That's why we're expensive.
Because grand, I'm surprised you didn't stay in for like 30 years, dude.
I'm just saying, you know, with TAC-Bs, right. They call it a QNC. Quick 90 cash, bitch.
But they've gotten a lot smarter, like incentives when we were getting out pro pay. So it's like, you know, when you look at it, and there's nothing against MOSs, but like if you're an E5, when I was an E5 in Ranger Regiment, I was getting paid the same as the girl that or guy that checks IDs at the chow hall overseas. And like, not that they're not doing a great job, but you're going out running, chasing down bullets every single night. Like the hazard's significantly higher. So you're like, give me a little more, you know? And so they're starting to do pro pay where it's like, hey, $150 for this. If you're an E5 demo breacher guy, you can get an extra $400. Yeah, so it makes it incentivizes what you're doing. So you don't feel like you're a piece of shit making it's like $30,000 a year.
Yeah, dude. Like I remember doing my taxes one year. I think it was my second year in. I was a specialist and I think I was able to tax like 19,000 or something. Like, wow, that sucked.
Fuck.
Yeah, what did I do wrong here?
The bagger at Albertsons made more than you.
Yeah, no wonder I was like always overdrawing $100 out of my Washington Mutual account.
Oh, that's funny.
And I had like 9,000 on my fucking my AFI's card, dude. He's like, yeah. I maxed it out at 4,000. Like, oh, you maxed out your card. Well, here's another 4,000 for you. Like, What the fuck? I couldn't pay that original for.
Yeah, the star card?
Dude, oh, that star card was the death of me. Dude, I was paying that for about 5 years after getting out. I was still paying that bitch, dude.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I don't think I paid that off until 2012, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, and I got it in 2007, dude. This is a fucking military card that they give you.
The star card is like a military credit line. So essentially, like, if... You know, what Chase Bank gives you a credit line. That's exactly
what.
Was
it like 32% interest?
No, oh, no. God, I don't even know.
You know what I remember, Rocco? I remember, like, if my account was getting low. Yeah.
Thank you for your service. Here's 40%.
I would just go to the BX to buy food because we could eat on the Star Card.
Yeah, dude. I was buying gas on this motherfucker. I was buying beer on this motherfucker. I was buying everything you could fucking think of on this card, man. And it was the funny thing is, like, they know you have a job, right? Because you're in the military. So for some reason,
well,
they trust
19
you.
Grand is debatable.
Well, soon as you hit it
as a job,
yeah, right. But yeah, you still as means of still paying, I guess. But as soon as you fucking promote to another rank, they're like, well, here's another $1,000 because you can afford it, right? You're like, what the fuck? No, I can't. I can't even pay the last fucking $2,000.
You can afford the minimum.
Yeah,
it's funny. Like, and I honestly say that when people say thank you for your service to people, and like, oh, he didn't deploy or something. You're like, well, at the end of the day, like, when you serve the military, you're sacrificing those years of your life to, like, relatively no income, enough to barely get
there's
by.
There's a serious opportunity cost versus if you're a smart, legit person that can go and, you know, start a career in another funnel, right? So, I mean, if you're not getting paid, then that's, you know, literally time off.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal, so fuck.
And even then,
I don't miss those days.
The military hours. Like, I wouldn't dock a private if he's like, hey, I'm not staying past four. I make fucking 19 grand a year. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Like, dude, hey, I can't argue with that.
Dude, we used to bake that down during, like, airfield seizures of the amount we were working, you know, 21-hour days.
Dude.
For, like, 2 weeks. And then you break it down and be like, we made $2 an hour. You know,
yeah, man,
the last second, you're just like,
you'd work so late. Like, I usually had like a 30-minute drive to go home. I wouldn't even do it because I'm like, well, that's 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back. I could actually sleep that extra hour. I'm staying here.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. So you're home, but you're not home. It was a fucking...
Well, I heard that if you're in the Russian military, they actually give you hookers for free. They would actually,
really?
Like, ration.
You're
like,
lying.
No, for legit.
You're kidding.
No, I was talking to the guys.
That's the coolest thing ever.
They said they used to hang out with the Russian guys because they actually ration rub and tugs.
Dude, I seriously I wish
dude,
to fucking
imagine it, the change
dude,
in morale.
That, dude, seriously. Oh, dude, for PT today, you're getting hand jobs.
And,
enjoy.
And they go on workers' comp for fucking lockjaw.
Dude, can you imagine though the morale boost of a unit? So it's like a guy that was born and raised in Georgia, gets stationed in Washington State. He doesn't know anybody. He's a fucking 19-year-old dude, but it's like rationed every 2 weeks. The hookers show up.
No, it's once a week.
Once a week.
You get one day a week.
They're tested. They have to practice safe stuff.
You want that 9 a.m. appointment. You don't want to be fucking 4 p.m. or
anything. Yeah. Well, maybe I do. Maybe I do.
Oh, the walls are sticky.
Your shoes are...
The walls are sticky. I can feel it.
Rocco's been in there already.
I can feel it in the walls.
There's hand marks on her ass and shit.
Why does she smell like kale?
You love like... I don't even get
that. Oh. What were you going to say? That was
ration hookers.
You like,
is your unit morale down?
You ask, how many have you been with this morning? She's like, I don't know. You stick it in and you scrape the wall. You're like, oh, God, that's deep.
That's gross.
That's a fingernail full, girl.
There's some various colors there.
Yeah.
Does my fingernail look like oil, motor oil underwater?
Oh.
Motor oil underwater? Motor oil underwater.
Dude, that'd be interesting. That's crazy. If they actually do that, that's pretty impressive, man. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, is that like a wives' tale?
What if it's the private's job to hose them out when they're done?
It's like a pressure washer.
Yeah.
They have to douche them.
They're just all laying on their back and he's just hosing them down.
Like, legit, you're in Afghanistan. I'm pretty sure they don't have brothels, so like, how do you fucking...
You fly him over. It's the Hooker USO tour.
No, dude. You go into the fucking Porter John. You jerk
America's
it off.
America's so fucking backwards with that. Yeah, they dude. Even get gay. Like, oh, you can't have porn over here,
dude,
because it offends.
It's kind of like being in jail a little bit.
Dude, we were in a compound where there was probably one female ever in our compound. It's all dudes. So everyone knew everyone was jerking off. Like, you'd see the headlamp bouncing at night in the fucking Porter John. Like, all right, well, that one's getting used. That one's used. That one's. Yeah. They're all getting fucking used. You'd create a fucking little shelter for yourself where it's like, Wilby's all over the place. So no one could see you jerking off, and then you try and fucking sniper jerk it at night, so you don't make
get
noise.
A quick sniper jerk in.
Sniper jerk.
That's just the life you have.
I did
live.
It when I shared a room with Rocco.
What?
Ew, you're so
twice. Did you really?
Yeah.
Two sniper J's.
Win, dude.
You got a snipe J in, dude?
I got two.
Where?
You got a snipe
Just
J
to rub it in. Did you?
I like the snipe J.
Yeah,
is that the one where you almost go over the top like this to like, because you want to be less quiet?
You kind of milk it like it's not.
Yeah, you're
like
milking it.
I go two hands.
Oh, whoa.
You just like Indian fucking
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, he's giving an Indian burn.
He's giving an Indian wrist burn.
Hey, you got drinking bros. You got to do me a favor. If you knock out a snipe J and you're, whoever's in the room and doesn't hear it because they're sleeping, you have to yell snipe J right after
you
come.
No, you know what you need to do?
Snipe J!
When this episode goes live,
it's called Sniper J.
You hit yourself in the eye.
I want you to post on the Drinking Bros podcast Facebook page wall, tag your buddy, and write the word snipe J.
Yes. Yes. Someone that you jacked off.
So we can properly know.
Snipe J.
You know, who you
got. I don't know all the name of my whole platoon when I was in basic training. I snipe J almost every night.
First platoon, Alpha Company, yeah, snipe J.
What was it? I think we were second platoon, Delta Company, 258. All you guys know you are. Levingood, Fig, friggin' all you good Gaderi. You guys know I snipe J'd all the time.
I've got the best snipe J on a C-130 back from Mosul to Baghdad.
Damn.
Wow. You couldn't wait?
Well, there was a chick sat next to me, and she leaned over the opposite direction. She had her ass just sitting there.
So you just, oh my God.
That's almost rape.
That's perverted. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't even mention that.
Yeah, God.
I would just say, like, I had a good visual in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I wasn't even near her. I was just looking.
Yeah, I had some DCUs with one of my left pocket's always been cut out of my DCUs. So. Snipe J.
Okay, Rocco Snipe J is on every Delta airline he flies on.
Has anybody jacked off on an actual airliner? I have not.
I think I might have. I don't know.
Dude, you know when you're like frustrated, you sit on the plane, there's like not enough leg room. You just have to get up, and then you're in the washroom, you're like, fuck. Might as well snap one off, right?
Sniper J in the you got the whole airplane.
Airplane? Flick of the wrist?
No, I don't think I've ever
it's
done
like
that.
Malaysia Airlines, Sniper J. Oh, wait.
Whoops. Ew, you're gross, dude. Ew, what kind of man are you?
Yucky. Yucky. Oh,
what's the closest to another dude you've ever sniped, Jade?
Oh, dude, not as close as obviously we were and you just did it, you fucking sicko.
Yeah, mine would be like a hotel separation of a...
Yeah,
of
separation of beds at least.
Separation
of beds. For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Same bed.
Listen, when they're
same bed, this fucking asshole, dude. I'm never sleeping next to this dude again, ever.
You guys slept in the same bed?
I don't know. We might have. I know.
Over the last 2 years, how many times have we had to share a bed?
Twice, three times now.
Four times.
What? Four times.
You've snapped every time.
God, you're so
Twice.
Weird.
Oh ew. Shit.
Where do you come? Just can I say come? Yeah.
We're not a K or a Q.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the radio
station
now.
We say fuck shit.
So where did you drop your load off? Just in your shorts and fell asleep?
No.
Well, then how do you do it?
I had a McDonald's cup.
Oh my God, I'm so my beer.
Bullshit.
Please tell me it was a McFlurry's cup.
How did I not hear you scrambling around for that cup?
Rocco's ass is sticky.
Where's it?
Yeah, you hear the water. Like, ew, what is that? What is that, JT?
Damn.
You're gross.
What?
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, at least
that's
washing.
A good conversation. So it's not a snipe, Jay. It's more of just a you got to jack off. What if
it's
you're
more of rape.
If you're visiting a friend's house? What's the most appropriate place to jack off?
I think in the restroom.
Yeah, you think in the restroom.
Yeah, because you just drop right in the
what
toilet.
What if you're like, hey, Matt, you can crash in my other spare bedroom? And I want to pull up some porn.
I would say at least use a sock. Don't put it on the sheet.
No, never
ruin
a sheet.
Your
like
sock.
Not a or a Kleenex.
Yeah, happy tissues. I mean, to me, it's like I'm a dude. I know what dudes are gonna do. It is what it is. I always wash my sheets after someone stays in my house because of that reason.
Well,
right?
I'm not saying you're gonna like come on the sheets. You're at least gonna do it in like a nice a sock.
When I do it, I just drop it on the sheets.
That's why we have that spare bedroom at my house that I just go masturbate in that bedroom and come all over the sheets. That's like it's actually not a guest bedroom. It's my masturbation bedroom.
It's a masturbation bedroom.
I'm real lazy. It's that hotel like rollover. Like, I didn't even want to get up.
Just right there.
Room service.
Leave it on the left side of the bed. I come on the left side of the bed. I sleep
just
on the right.
Save it for the bathroom. Just save it for the bathroom. Or if I'm at Evan's house, save it for Evan.
Oh, wow. God.
You said for Evan, like what? Inside of Evan?
Yeah.
Did you hear that with the Evan Hafer, who's Jared's love life from Black Rifle? We have me time now, which is Matt and Evan time.
That doesn't exist.
Jared it's wasn't happy with that.
Does he get upset about that?
Dude, because we're in Utah and we kept sending him photos. And he wouldn't respond. He was legit mad.
Oh, my. That's when you know someone's
mad. He starts drinking.
It's like a legit bromance.
Yeah, that's when you know someone's mad, you send them a text and it says red and they just don't want to reply, you're like, they're like, oh, fuck you, bad.
Yeah, that's why I turn off my read receipts. You don't know when
his contact
I read
just says BFF.
Yeah, but the difference is I know you pick up on every single call that you call. I respond to all of our shit. You know?
Unless I'm on the phone.
What's I'm saying?
I'm on the phone.
Or it's me time and you get upset.
There's no such thing as me time. I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean anything. It's nothing in the dictionary or wiki.
What's it?
I just looked.
Is it Jared Evan time?
Yeah, Jet is actually in Urban Dictionary.
What does that say?
Jared Evan time.
Oh, Jared Evan time. That's a thing now.
It's a thing.
That's always been a thing. It's like 3 years old.
That's
Do you have a
Stop
bromance,
playing with
Tim?
Your microphone bass. Who's making noise in there?
I always play with it. No bromance.
You don't have a bromance?
You have nothing?
Unfortunately, yeah.
You have no one that you're just
in
like...
Canada.
Really? I think it's healthy to have a good bromance. Yeah. Mine is Richard Ryan from Full Mag.
And it's a good one.
Yeah, we text videos all the time
like
with each other.
Legit, other entrepreneurs that I really like in the media is like Elon Musk. Like, that guy's like legit. Like,
he's cool.
If, you know, as much as Rocco likes The Rock, I would like fucking kill to like hang with Elon Musk and just like fucking
Who's
party.
That? Who's that guy?
Dude, fucking founder of Tesla on SpaceX,
yeah,
dude.
Jesus.
The guy that's like fucking changing the world.
I don't even know who he is. Fuck him.
He's going to save the fucking planet.
Is well, if we let him, that's the thing.
Is he awesome?
He has ways to fix things and make things more efficient, but the fucking small governments and stuff like that want to stop everything, like because the power company's mad that he created a fucking battery that your whole house can run off
of. He's doing shit
now.
At like fucking like in his like late 30s, early 40s, where the fuck is that? Like fucking Steve Jobs was doing in his like late 50s with Apple, right? Like,
yeah,
this guy is like literally like changing the curve of like fucking
created
like
the self-driving Tesla.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, it is. I watched a thing on that. It's kind of fucking scary. I think we talked about that on the podcast, actually.
We did. We talked about it.
You know what's funny, though, is I forgot who I was talking about. It might have been Evan.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, well, once you do the full switch to where all your cars are digital, there will be no more accidents.
No, there would be none. Yeah. Exactly.
Because the cars all talk to each other.
Well, what if somebody hacks the system and then like everybody fucking crashes into each other, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think
you can't have an unhackable system.
Well, and computers are not fail safe.
No,
like,
but at the same time,
crash.
Like, dude, if everyone's going the same speed, no one has to go fucking 90 miles per hour. Everyone can go fucking 30
everyone
miles per hour.
Everyone could go
90. No, I'm saying everyone could go 90 or everyone could just go 30 and be there safe even if it does get fucked up. I don't know.
Sure,
I like it. I just because beds, cars are gonna be made different. There's gonna be beds, and then you just sleep to where you're going.
Yeah, that's what I'm stoked about. I hate drive. You like to drive though.
I love driving.
I want to say. I think it was Richard Ryan, maybe.
Yeah,
because he was talking about the park feature where you could tell the car to go park.
Yeah,
and you get out, and the car goes finds a place to park.
It's fucking awesome.
And then you call.
Tesla has that now, where you can turn it on. It can automatically open your garage door, fucking reverse out, keep your car warm, like because I'm in fucking Canada and we freeze our asses off. And then it'll be like waiting for you when you like get out your front door, like without even fucking touching anything.
This is how Terminator started,
dude. That's why I love the movie. I can't wait, dude.
We're gonna. Man, that's not gonna be. No, you're gonna be old and your hip's gonna be broke.
Who cares?
You can't fight.
I'll get one good shot at him, take me out. It's fine.
That laser just takes your dick clean off.
Out of anything, you could have taken off anything, but my dick.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Does my cock still work?
You want to talk about like weird end of the world shit? I watched a dumb movie last night. I was not impressed. It was called The Fifth Wave.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Don't.
I'm not gonna.
Don't. It was, you know how much it takes for me to say a movie's awful.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That movie was awful. First off, it's confusing through the whole thing because it's filmed like it's like a TV special. Like, even though it was a big Sony movie, like it was almost like cheesily made.
Cheesily.
It's
a new word. Urban Dictionary, just with Jet and me time.
It's following like three different storylines at once that are really like the concept's kind of cool because it's about aliens that come in. I was impressed with the fact that like what they do is the alien they don't know because the aliens disguise themselves as humans and they separate all the kids from the adults and because they tell the adults like, hey, we only have limited vehicles, so we're taking the kids first and then we're coming back to get you guys. We want to save the kids first. So they take all the kids to this base and they tell the kids that the aliens attach into your brain so you don't know what they look like. But if you wear these glasses, you can see which ones are aliens. And they train the kids how to shoot. And then they send the kids out to eradicate certain areas where aliens are. But those glasses are bullshit. Like the aliens are using the kids to just murder all the rest of
the
humans.
All the parents.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So it was a cool concept,
kids.
But it was really shittily executed.
Shittily.
Yeah.
I
it
love
just,
it.
Shittily, cheesily. He's just adding Lee on everything. Jared
watch
Lee.
It. Watch it someday, and you'll just be like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, I hate watching
that was a cool.
I just heard shit and cheese.
Cheesily, shittily, Jared Lee.
So have you ever thought about adding cheese to your old mix?
Oh, yeah.
It would get so fucking moldy by the time it got to you. Yeah. I honestly hear that all the time, but you know the beauty of cured meats is that you're taking like something that's expensive that you're dehydrating all the fucking water of it, so it's like fresh and it's shelf stable, and I can like deliver it across the country without even having to worry about like an ice pack. You put cheese in, it's gonna get blue by the time it gets to you, right?
That makes sense.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I like the meats.
I like the meats.
I could buy fine cheese.
You just like cheese.
I like cheese.
Your
cheese.
Get your local cheese, but get your meat in the middle.
Yeah. I like that.
What do you think about the future for this thing? What's your next step? The man crate? Bigger, more meat?
So Karma Club is actually going to be launching in Australia this summer in advance of Christmas time. We get literally like 2 to 3 emails a week from people from Australia like, do you ship to fucking Australia? And we're like,
was that your Australian accent?
Do you ship to Australia?
He's Russian. He's a Russian spy.
That was my Polish hooker accent.
Oh, I like that.
So we're gonna be launching in Australia later this year, and then we actually acquired a company late last year called Broquet, which is like kind of like bouquet for bros. It's a really awesome gift crates for guys. And we're having a lot of fun with it. And
so like instead of flowers, you'd send like man shit, like
manly shit in a fucking wooden crate. So like the ultimate like hot sauce kit to the ultimate like straight razor shave kit to
truck tires,
discerning Jedi like Star Wars shit for like the the high end geek. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Girls that have tough time shopping for guys,
dude.
Just go to fucking broquet.co.
Broquet.
Yeah.
Dot co.
Is there one that for like a female? Because like I'm horrible with getting presents, you know?
You mean like a box of dildos?
Broette?
No, that's on Broquet. We don't discriminate. A box of dildos in a nice wooden crate.
You give them fucking gift cards, dude. Box of gift cards.
Here's a box of gift cards.
Golly. It's good.
There we go. Flowers in the mail.
That's it. Rocco, who's our drinking bro of the week?
Yeah, let's get to the drinking bro of the week.
Man. So this is a little tough one, man. So today I actually spent some time in El Paso on the other side of town, and I partook in the funeral for Jose Daniel Barraza. He was a Border Patrol agent stationed. I don't know actually exactly the location he was stationed. I think it was more towards Marfa sector area. I think it's Presidio, but.
West Texas, area.
Yeah, it is West Texas, and he was driving home, and I'm not sure exactly the full details, but he ended up rear-ending with a 18-wheeler and lost his life. So it was an interesting showing today, and I just want to say, just from the type of people that showed up today, you saw every individual in uniform, from military to law enforcement to from Homeland Security to Customs. Everybody that could be in uniform showed up, and I have some videos I've taken and some pictures, and I'll try and get it out to you guys to see. But I think that's just a test to the type of character he was. He was a local to El Paso, and he was just spoke real well about him, everyone that I talked to, as well as, coincidentally, I actually played softball on the same team as him for several games.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. And I identified that a couple days ago, which kind of threw me off. Like, man, that's insane that I actually crossed paths with this gentleman. So to Jose and all his family, end of watch. Thank you for your service.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank Timmy.
Thanks for coming on, dude.
For coming on our show.
Thanks for having me, boys.
We're excited to have Carnivore Club part of the Drinking Bro family.
Yeah, the butt stuff happens after the podcast.
We already know that you're pleasing a lot of our Drinking Bro fans out there because they send us pictures of their Carnivore Club now every month.
Yep.
Yeah, honestly, it's been a pleasure, and you guys are like proper gents, and it's really cool to see a lot of the Drinking Bros fans coming over and checking out the Carnivore Club, and I really appreciate all of you out there that have checked us out and been posting all your social unboxing videos and pictures to JT over there.
It's awesome.
Awesome. All right. Well,
we love you, Drinking Bros.
Matt Best, JT, and Tim Ray. This is Drinking Bros.
Bye, bitch.
Go Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.